What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And the phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. I got an email from a listener up in Washington State. Everybody's talking about what is considered low income in the United States now, and apparently in Seattle, $72,000 a year is considered low income. And what that is telling us is we are entering a period of hyperinflation. I remember when I was younger, $70,000 a year, that was like a dream salary. And now it's just barely getting by money. Now, another alarm out here is this article from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Unfunded public pension obligations grow to $5.6 trillion. And this is last October that they were doing this. And we know why the public pensions got into trouble. It goes all the way back to 2008 when Wall Street's pet rating agencies were rating those mortgage-backed securities AAA, which is what made it legal for pension funds to invest in them. Then the whole fraud collapsed. The pensions were defunded. And nobody has the cojones to stand up and point the finger of blame where it really deserves to go. But basically, according to this article, the pension system is in serious trouble, and nobody knows what to do. In terms of funding ration, Wisconsin scores the best. They're 63% funded. They're the only state that has a funding ratio above 50%. Connecticut only has 22% of their pension obligations funded. Vermont has the nation's smallest total pension obligation at $8 million. California the worst at just under $1 trillion. So that is going to be in serious. There has to be an implosion. The money just isn't there. Now, the... we have a caller on the line, Mario from the Netherlands. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Aloha.
Aloha.
I have a suggestion or maybe an idea how to put a brake on the rising housing prices there. Maybe the city councils can put a differential tax on the uninhabited units, housing units. You see, many housing units are bought just to put the money somewhere because on the bank they get almost zero interest, and they park the money in houses just to flip them later for a higher price or to ask for as much possible as a rent if possible.
Well, yeah, you want to have somebody sitting in that building so it doesn't get victimized by metal thieves and fall into ruin, which is unfortunately happening a lot across the United States. Here in the United States, if you buy a property that is not your residence and you sell it for a greater profit, I'm pretty sure real estate is subject to capital gains tax.
No problem. But okay. The idea is to put a far higher tax on that housing unit the moment it is not inhabited. So the tendency to put the money in empty houses will disappear. This is one thing. Another thing is when they keep an empty house till they find the right rent they like, and if every week the tax goes upper and up higher and higher, then the incentive to rent it at a lower price will arise by itself.
Okay, I see what you're saying now, and yes, that does make sense. Again, if somebody were to invest in a house, they don't want to leave it empty. They want somebody living there who's going to take reasonable care of it and protect their investment, and that would be a motive to make it available as a rental property. But you're right, a higher tax on an unoccupied residence might encourage the rents to be considerably lower.
Exactly. And it should also put a brake on the rising of the prices.
Of the rental price or the sales price?
No. Also on the property price itself. Because a lot of capital is parked in housing instead of on the in other investments. and they keep the houses empty just to flip them later.
Okay, it's one possible solution.
It's an idea.
It's an idea. It's certainly worth a little more study.
That was all.
All right, well, thank you very much for
thank
the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, another one of the indicators that is very, very troubling, and this is coming out of Investment Watch blog, loan growth is collapsing again. Is this signaling a new recession? Now, to understand why this is a problem, what they're really saying is they're not able to find people who are willing to borrow money. Borrowers, the supply of borrowers are drying up. People want to get out of debt. They don't want to get further into debt. And most people are trying to avoid debt because of the economic uncertainty, because they don't want to borrow money for a house or a car, lose their job, and then have the house foreclosed on or the car repossessed in a black market on a black mark, rather, on their credit report. So they're holding off from doing that because of that economic uncertainty. For the last several years, we're seeing wages and salaries being driven down. Every time somebody changes a job, all they can find is paying less. So they don't want to borrow. Now, why this is a problem is very simple, and it relates to the nature of the pyramid scheme called private central banking. Because in order for the pyramid or Ponzi scheme to perpetuate, there for each year, each generation, they have to find a larger and larger number of borrowers that will allow the creation of new money, part of which is then siphoned off to pay the interest on the old money. And that's why there must always be an expanding base at the bottom. If that base starts to contract, the whole pyramid's going to come on down. And that's why they're screaming about loan growth being a problem. And they're out there trying to get people to borrow. We get credit card offers all the time, which we put them in the shredder. You know, we're trying to pay our credit cards off as quickly as we can before things really start to fall apart. And so should you be, by the way. The very existence of private central banking depends on always getting new generations of borrowers in huge, vast numbers. It's a big reason they were pushing the student loan thing. Forget about scholarships. Forget about working your way through school. Oh, just take out a student loan. And they were so desperate for those borrowers, they didn't care that these kids were going to graduate from college and the high-paying jobs they'd been promised weren't going to be there. The item of value is that loan itself. All right, we're going to do a quick shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Apparently, Kraft Heinz, famous for ketchup and various other condiments, is closing six of their factories, and they're letting 5,150 people go. No real explanation about it. It could be that people just aren't buying condiments. They're just buying the core groceries, and we don't need the condiments. We can't afford them here. Now, turning over to China, there's an analysis by Kyle Bass over in Zero Hedge, talking about how China's credit system expanded too fast and too recklessly, and it's beginning to unravel. And Kyle Bass is over there at Hayman Capital, and he's basically saying that ballooning assets in Chinese wealth management products are another sign of a looming credit crisis on the nation. In other words, there are going to be people who are defaulting on their loans, and they're not going to be able to sell new loans to new borrowers in order to keep the system going. And Bass was interviewed on Bloomberg TV saying some of the longer-term assets aren't doing very well. Now, it could be real economics, could also be economic warfare. We know there's a lot of that going around the globe right now. But what did in China was the fact that they were very successful as a manufacturing exporting economy. And one of their biggest customers was the American consumer. And so China's economic prosperity was very tightly tied in with Americans' economic prosperity. But that's pretty much evaporated. And people just don't have the money to go on down to the big box store and buy those Chinese exports. Remember what I said yesterday about century ago, marketing went from need to desire, and they're still trying to sell on desire, but the economic realities are taking us back to a need system of making our buying decisions. And that's slowing down consumer spending as well. Now, there's a little bit of interesting news. This is also from Zero Hedge, basically saying that China can get out of this mess by going on to a gold-backed currency. Of course, this is viewed as a threat from the West. In fact, the headline is China's plan to subvert the global dollar standard. Well, China is hardly alone in seeing America's fiat-based fairy tale money as being dangerously unstable. And countries want to get back onto a stable economic medium of exchange that is going to be good for the nation as a whole, not just for the bankers. Early today, I was actually going through that America's Book of Secret video, The Gold Conspiracy, and watching it again, and just, in hindsight, stunned at all the things that were being said, how they've all turned out to be very accurate as to what's going on with the economy. Now, Bitcoin is soaring above $1,600 on relentless Japanese buying frenzy, which sounds really good, except to me, it's another bubble. It's another pump and dump. And the Bitcoin system does have its weaknesses. Bitfinex, which is based in Hong Kong, it's the second largest Bitcoin exchange, appears to be headed for a Mt. Gox-style collapse. Everybody likes the idea of some kind of a currency that is not under direct control of the private central banks or the government, but we should not, in our haste, get into using a currency that is subject to manipulation and wild value swings based on buying and selling, speculation. That's not a stable currency. Cable TV industry in this country is not doing very well. Apparently, last quarter, 762,000 consumers canceled their cable TV subscriptions. And for a lot of areas, that means they have no TV at all, because when cable was coming on, they tried to convert the on-air broadcasters away from the old analog NTSC to a digital broadcast standard. And in many places, it has not worked on out. The signal quality isn't good enough. They did that here in Hawaii, and we're living just north of Pearl Harbor, and we can't get over-the-air digital broadcast signals from the stations down in Honolulu. Now, we're using a little internal antenna, maybe with another antenna up top. It would be better, but I think we're going to find out that a lot of people are just deciding to go without TV. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One, they know the corporate media is lying to them, so why pay money to be lied to? And second, I don't know about where you are and what cable service you're on, but in this context of seriously considering getting off of Spectrum because they can't seem to get their act together, looking around the little programming guide, it's the same stuff over and over and over again. I've seen everything there at least once, if not twice. There's almost no new material being produced that makes having a cable subscription attractive. Yes, Amazon had the Grand Tour. I do like what's coming out of BBC. But you can pick up BBC on a satellite dish. Now, remember what I said before about the student loan issue, another article out of Investment Watch blog called The Student Servitude Sham. And it says, many today believe it is morally wrong to indenture students to the degree of liabilities presently required to achieve the education required to become a productive contributor within our modern society. And they're saying it's time to ask the question, why have college costs exploded upward way out of proportion with inflation, while the high-paying jobs that these students were promised are vanishing? What's driving this process forward? Well, as I said before, what's driving the process forward is that student loan. That's the goal, to turn students into the new borrowers to keep the private central bank Ponzi scheme going a little bit further. All right, let's take a phone call here. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. Yeah, the House did pass the new bill, the Trump bill for the health care.
Yes, they
did.
That
was a good thing, I suppose. That's a good thing. I do want to talk about what I did hear about the numbers, Michael. But there's over 13 million illegals in the United States, and only about 4 million are actually working. The other 8 million are actually staying home, like or go to school, the kids, whatever. And I'm thinking about who's going to pay for, are these people going to be allowed to get health care too, these 14, 13 million, whatever it is?
Well, we're going to have to.
Right there, if you got rid of them. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to have to read the actual bill after the Senate gets done making their changes. But there is absolutely no question that the illegal immigrants and the refugees are a tremendous burden on our economy. A lot of people have done analysis on it. Over in Los Angeles, their mayor is fighting immigration enforcement because apparently illegals and refugees are now the majority of the population in Los Angeles. Everybody else has been driven out. And if the illegals start getting deported, Los Angeles is literally going to turn into a ghost town. I imagine the property prices will be pretty good in that particular neck of the woods. Not that I would ever go back to Los Angeles. Those people in California are just insane.
Well, the earthquake's going to hit there one day. But anyway, Michael, what I want to also bring up to your attention is the New York Times is talking about what's going on with France and Macron and Le Pen. And Le Pen beat him up. She was brutal toward him in the debate. And she was, like, actually throwing daggers at him and throwing shrikens at him to kill this guy. I mean, of course, this guy's been backed by the Rothschilds and the Bilderbergs and, of course, Soros, this guy, Mercone. You can look at him and tell who the guy is. And they're making this little pen out to be the biggest devil there is. And here she's trying to save the country from total annihilation. And these French are probably going to vote this guy Mercone in there because they're that dumb. They're feminine. They're feminists. The men over in France, I guess, are all a bunch of feminists. I don't know what the hell's going on in France. But if they vote that guy in over her, it's over for France.
I'm expecting there to be massive, massive election fraud in the French elections. And again, the globalists are so close to their dream of a one world government, one world private central bank. They're not going to let a little thing like the will of the people get in their way.
Absolutely, and the Brussels from muscles from Brussels are running the whole show over there. And we know who they are, Michael. They're guys like Soros and the Rothschilds are running the whole show. Let's not kid ourselves. But yeah, I see after this election with France, that's like Europe's gone. It's gone, Michael.
it's too soon to write it off here because we had massive election fraud in our election last year. We had the media out there saying Hillary was going to win, and she couldn't pull it off. She couldn't steal the election. And Marine Le Pen, her poll numbers are going up. Macron is running a lackluster campaign. And you're right. In the debate, Le Pen just chewed him up and spit him out. And I think the post-debate polls are probably going to be swinging in her favor.
Yeah, Michael, but the spin doctors, they are these Zionists that are spin masters, are great at this. They'll lie. They lie to the public, and they spin everything. But one more thing I got to say, Michael, when you look at California, and I saw the facts on there, there's almost 3.5 million illegals in that state. The white Anglos that are in that state, Michael, are fleeing every day like 6,000. I read that like 2 years ago in a USA paper. I don't know if you can bring that article up. I wish I would have saved it. And I'm saying to myself, where are these, a bunch of liberals are leaving the state, or are the liberal whites still staying there, and the white conservatives are leaving the state? Because the white liberals eventually are going to be chewed up and swallowed up. That whole state of California is going to be, like you say, Cal-Mexico. I mean,
I think it's probably white working middle class people who are just looking for a better place to live, lower taxes, less insanity, less political correctness. Anyway, listen, Tom, going to have to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We are hearing that oil prices are now crashing to pre-OPEC deal levels, which means somebody went rogue and is out there selling oil outside the control of OPEC. And we know a lot of oil is coming out of Syria. It's being stolen by ISIS, smuggled across the border into Turkey, and from there it's sold on the world market. Now, as you know, the Mexican drug lord El Chapo was captured last year, extradited to the United States, January of this year. And let's see. I'm hearing an echo of my feed. All right. So he was extradited to the U.S. in January, and it's estimated he made, over his 30-year criminal career, $14 billion. Well, perfect opportunity for civil forfeiture and RICO. There's only one problem. They can't find the money, because the entire time he was operating, he didn't use the financial system. He never put any of his money in a bank or anywhere where it could be tracked, and now they can't find it. Now, as you heard earlier in the show, the House has voted through the replacement for Obamacare. It passed by a narrow margin, 217 to 213, and now it's heading for the Senate. And there are a lot of people who are still complaining and saying certain things should be there. one of the concerns from Oroz.com. And by the way, Trump is on the air saying premiums are going to go down. I'll believe that when I see that. But over at Oroz.com, they're saying pregnancy will now cost 425% more under Donald Trump's health plan compared to Obamacare. And with the most serious forms of cancer, you may have to pay up to 35 times more for health insurance under a proposed amendment. So this is another government-controlled healthcare plan that is written to make money for the healthcare industry. What they should do is deregulate and let the health insurers compete for your business with better service and lower prices. That's what competition brings. Okay. I'm hearing this weird thing, critical alert, and it's not... okay, all right. the gremlins. All right, let's take a phone call here. Billy in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Last Wednesday, I think it was. I think it was last Wednesday. You were you touched base on a few things, but because I was hoping maybe you could revamp on it. One was about I think it was Obama was taking actual tax money out of our funds and funding some other foreign programs or something. Or George Soros had. 180.
Yeah, there was apparently there was apparently a slush fund in the State Department that was being used to support some of George Soros' NGOs, and that's certainly not an appropriate thing for the State Department to be doing with our tax dollars. Soros has got money. Why isn't he paying his own way? But again, he's got a lot of support from the world leaders for his global government, because every one of them goes to sleep at night dreaming that their particular butt will one day polish the seat of the golden throne of planet Earth.
Isn't that illegal, though, to do that?
I think it, I'm not familiar with the exact laws, but I think, yeah, it may have been illegal.
And one last thing, because I'll let you run on how busy you are. You mentioned also something I thought was real huge. Something about some kind of banker scam John McCain was involved in, and I've never heard anything about it. I was hoping maybe you could go more into detail about that.
Well, you're talking about the Keating savings and loan scandal. That was the Keating Five. John McCain was one of the members of Congress who used their influence to try and protect John Keating's Lincoln Savings and Loan. John Glenn was another one, which I thought was a terrible tarnish on his reputation as Mr. Right Stuff. But yeah, that was, and nobody got punished for it except for Charles Keating himself. He did go to jail. Okay,
wow.
We're gonna have to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, as we mentioned earlier in response to a phone call, the election in France is heating up. End of the week, of course, is the final runoff between Macron and Le Pen. And apparently, Le Pen did very, very well in the debate. And basically, she made a statement that I think a lot of people are going to resonate with. After the election, France will be led by a woman. Either Marine Le Pen or Angela Merkel, because Macron is obviously a puppet of the New World Order globalists, and right now Angela Merkel seems to be carrying the banner, at least for the European Union. Now, Brigitte Bardot, who's a very famous French film star from a few decades ago, and she's considered an institution in France, came on out and has given her endorsement to Marine Le Pen, calling Emmanuel Macron steely-eyed. And a celebrity endorsement from a celebrity on that scale is going to carry quite a bit of weight. Now, Macron may have stumbled badly during the debate. He described Marine Le Pen supporters as hateful cowards. And that may have been his basket of deplorables moment, because it did not go over well at all. Now, Theresa May is out there declaring war on Russia. Brussels. I'm sorry, I misread that. Theresa May declares war on Brussels, saying, let me fight for Britain. Because the Remain people and Brussels, they're still trying to find some way they can derail Brexit, or if Great Britain wants to go and pretend they're independent, they're still going to be financially propping up the failing EU and still have to have those open borders, which are the issues that led to the Brexit in the first place. And Theresa May is out there saying that European Union officials are meddling in this summer's upcoming UK elections. Basically saying that the EU media is being as dishonest about what's going on in Great Britain as we saw America's corporate media during the campaign last year. Meanwhile, the Tories seem to be stuck in a loop on their campaign. Their slogan is strong and stable leadership. And that's all they keep saying, strong and stable leadership over and over and over and over. And they're not getting much traction with that one either. Now, yesterday, there was some rumors going around because of a meeting called at the Palace in London. And as it turns out, it wasn't anything necessarily negative. Prince Philip has basically announced he's the Duke of Edinburgh, he's the husband of Queen Elizabeth, and he's 95 years old, and he said, it is time for me to retire from public life and step down from his royal duties, which is going around to all kinds of celebrations, and he just said he was so tired. And in typical British humor, Sir Michael Adia went up to Prince Philip and said, I'm sorry to hear you're standing down. And the Duke of Edinburgh replied, well, I can't stand up much longer. And apparently the Queen is fully on board with this. Now, whether there'll be another person appointed to stand with the Queen in official functions remains to be seen. I would speculate probably not. Now, as we mentioned earlier in the week, the European Union has issued orders to Austria, Germany, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway to immediately cease all border controls. And I'm wondering what the EU thinks it has to back that up. Probably scream for more money, we're going to penalize you, we're going to fine you, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And I think this is just going to accelerate the desire by the member states of the European Union to get on out of what has turned out to be a horrifically terrible deal. Now remember, when the European Union was originally formed, all it was supposed to be was a free trade, free travel zone. Inside the EU, the borders were down. You could travel from France to Spain to Great Britain to Italy to Germany without having to show passports or any of that. And you could also trade across the borders without restrictions. And that was something that the member states of the European Union wanted. But over the years, Brussels keeps arrogating to itself more authority and more control. And it's become a huge irritation where Brussels appears to try and justify the huge sums of money it collects by issuing very trivial, microscopic regulations on how things ought to be done, how what size food should be in the supermarkets. And some of it borders on the ridiculous. And that's why the EU, the member states, want to get on out. Now, the next crisis for the European Union is Poland. Poland is starting to talk about a Pexit. They want independent sovereignty. See, the member nations of the EU have no problem with being a confederation of independent sovereign states working together, like the original United States of America, with a very limited central government. But Brussels, of course, wants to federalize the EU, have one border around the outside, and Brussels in control of everything, and that is a major sticking point. We're going to take a phone call here. Bob, in the Upper Peninsula, what is on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael.
Yes.
we had this thing about Hillary Clinton and the election. It had, her losing had nothing to do with Comey or the Russians. It was that smug look on her face that lost her the votes.
Yeah, there were a lot of factors. She wasn't likable. The polls were revealing that she wasn't likable. A lot of people did not react the way she thought they were going to react with this divisive campaign of pitting men against women and black against white. And a lot of people realized they were being played, that they were fanning up the race card, the sex card, the abortion card. In the end, I mean, there were factors. People, Democrats who voted for Barack Obama, voted for Trump, first of all, as a rejection of Obama's policies. And second of all, a lot of Democrats voted for Donald Trump in their outrage at how the DNC stole the nomination away from Bernie Sanders and their very cavalier attitude about it afterwards. And now we're finding out as they actually study what happened last year academically, as opposed to screaming the Russians did it, the Russians did it, they're finding out Hillary couldn't get her base out to vote. And we knew that was going to be a reality when you go back and you look at the pictures of the rallies last year. Trump's rallies were in sports stadiums. They were full to overflowing. Hillary was in these little tiny venues like a bicycle shop, and they couldn't get anybody to show up. And that was telling us right then and there. People, even though people were saying they supported Hillary Clinton, they really weren't that committed to her. And I wish we could get a real in-depth forensic analysis of the actual vote, because I think the reason Hillary didn't even have a concession speech on Election Day was she really thought she was going to be able to steal it. And we have seen indications of massive election fraud, and Trump's voters were able to overwhelm that. And when that happened, we were all delighted. We were hoping we were going to see a change of course of this nation. Unfortunately, we are not. We are getting some cosmetic things like a new Obamacare, but we still have a terrible economy where the money junkies have a death grip around the lifeblood of this nation. We're still on this war agenda leading to disaster. And so a lot of people who supported Trump are very disappointed in him. I'm certainly one of them. And I think Donald Trump is going to be a single-term president because I think when he sent those cruise missiles into Syria, he blew up his chances of a second term in office.
I think you said it all, pal. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, I know that within the political discourse of our country, there are people who will declare for a candidate, and from that point on, they're saying, yes, I'm supporting this person, I'm supporting, especially if the person you supported won. You want to identify with that. Yes, I was with the winning horse this time. But I think people who supported Trump do need to be very honest and objective about what has he actually accomplished in terms of, first of all, what he promised during the campaign, and with regard to the issues that really affect all of our lives. He's clearly backed off on any kind of prosecutions of Hillary Clinton. They're going through the motions of interviewing Comey in the Senate. Nothing's going to come of that. Now, it's true immigration has gone into decline, but that's more coming from the illegal immigrants themselves who are now showing more caution about coming here rather than the construction of a border wall or increased enforcement for deportation of the illegal immigrants that are actually here. I think at the end of this arbitrary 100-day period, we have to take stock and say, what has Trump actually accomplished? Not what he said, not what he's tweeted, not what he's telegraphing or dog whistling. What has actually changed for this country in the issues that impact you the most, the economy and the wars? And right now, doesn't seem like a lot. It really doesn't. Now, there's a new problem, and it's illustrated by a story that came out of Breitbart. Up in Minnesota, active tuberculosis cases increased 12% last year. to 168, up from 150 1 year earlier. Now remember, tuberculosis, before all of this open border stuff, tuberculosis was eradicated in this country. I remember when I was a kid, and there was still a problem with tuberculosis, they had campaigns, fundraising, and then finally they had a breakthrough, and tuberculosis went away, and it was a horrible disease, horrible, horrible disease to die from. And now we're finding out, according to Minnesota's Department of Health, according to their Tuberculosis Prevention and Control Program's quarterly surveillance report, 90% of those 168 cases were people who were foreign-born. And apparently, 14 of those 168 cases were diagnosed within the first year inside the United States. And the majority of those refugees came from two high tuberculosis burden countries. So they knew these people were sick. They knew they were carrying a very contagious, fatal disease, and they let them stay. Now, obviously, this is going to be a huge profit opportunity for the medical industrial complex. Oh, we've got a contagion back here. We're going to sell all kinds of tuberculosis medicines and tuberculosis vaccines, and it's going to be money, 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 money pouring out of the sky. People don't have the money for medical care. It's too expensive. People aren't getting their regular checkups. People are suffering through non-fatal illnesses just on their own. Apparently, over on May Day in Turin, Italy, there were protesters protesting the conditions in Italy, and that led to batons versus flagpoles. The police were clashing with the protesters. A lot of unhappiness over there. Down in Venezuela, and again, you should be paying attention to what's going on to Venezuela because it's going to come here soon. Apparently, the protesters down in Venezuela are being lit on fire and run over by armored cars. That is very, very scary. And all of this misery goes back to this psychologically deranged segment of our population called the money junkies. Now, here's an interesting little article. This is out of Zero Hedge, and it's called The Ferguson Effect, Baltimore Millennials' Worst Nightmare. And what it's talking about is the liberal millennials who've been out there on the forefront of screaming every time there's a mishap with the police. And as a result, the police are holding back. And what happens when the police holds back? Crime goes up. And Baltimore is turning this theory into a reality. The city is now in decline as we head to the start of summer. And it's caught the millennials off guard who thought that they were going to gentrify Baltimore, turn it into a nice place to live. Another example of how liberal theory can't really connect with the road. They're bringing this one up again. RIMF.com. Should whites apologize for slavery? Well, if I had ever owned a slave, yeah, I would. But I've never owned a slave. I don't know anybody who's ever owned a slave. Why are we supposed to be apologizing for something we did not do? Why are we expected to pay reparations for something we did not do? And by the way, the slaves themselves, they're all dead and gone. And let's not forget all of the white guys who lost life and limb in a civil war that was, at least in part, to end slavery. Where's the thanks to them? Now, in the lead-up to the Civil War, my ancestors ran a station on the Underground Railroad. The building is kind of dilapidated, but it's still there, and the little hidden room where they kept the slaves is still there. And it was the two stops away from the Canadian border. The slaves would stay one day in this building. Then at night, they'd move to the next one. And then the following day, they'd get across the border to Canada. Now, can you imagine if I went up to Canada and I located the descendants of those slaves my ancestors helped to freedom and said, you owe me for that? You know what would happen, right? They would laugh me off their front porch, and they would be fully justified to do that. Because I personally had nothing to do with it. Had I been alive back then, yes, I would have helped. I would have taken part. But I didn't. And I will not take credit for things I have not done, nor will I accept the blame and responsibility for things that happened before I was even alive. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I just got an email talking about this apologizing for slavery. And the email asks, when are the owners of the private central banks going to apologize for enslaving us all and set us free? Probably when the dark regions freeze over. And you need to understand the mindset of the private central bankers. And it's exactly the same as the owners of those antebellum plantations. They truly believed that this was the way the world is supposed to be, with them as the masters and everybody else working to make them rich. In their own minds, they're good people. And it's going to be very, very difficult to convince them otherwise. In fact, in the case of the antebellum plantations, it took a war to say what you're doing is morally wrong. Okay, now getting on back to this issue, this is a very scary article, and it came on out from shtfplan.com. Back in March, the president of South Africa made a suggestion that upset a lot of people. Jacob Zuma announced that he wanted the government to begin confiscating white-owned lands and then redistribute them to black South Africans. In other words, a repeat of what they tried to do in Zimbabwe, which was a horrific failure. Zuma wants a pre-colonial land audit of land use and occupation patterns to decide which lands should be taken. And basically is taking this position, apparently to achieve political parity with a rival party known as the Economic Freedom Fighters, who are also calling for the confiscation of white-owned lands. Obviously, the white people in South Africa are now very, very nervous about what is going on. And they did it in Zimbabwe, and contrary to the expectations of everybody, it did not solve their economic problems, because the economic problems were not related to who owned the land, but the imposed debt from outside. And Zimbabwe wound up with paper notes that said $100 trillion on them. That's how out of control that it got. A lot of people talking about this phishing attack on Google Docs, and apparently the way it's working is you'll receive an email from somebody you think you know that includes an invitation to view a Google document. Now, in order to view a Google document, you have to log into your Google account. And this phishing attack does send you to Google, but what it does is as you're signing into your Google account, it is acquiring your login credentials. And then it sends itself to everybody who's in your contact list. And apparently it's spread like wildfire all over the globe, stealing people's Google login credentials. Now, I'm not sure what value there is in that. And the good news is Google has already found a way to disable this, so it's not going to work any longer. But there is an article on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, what to do if you fell victim to this attack, how to correct it. We'll be back after station identification.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.